This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 18th, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I have got, as usual, but maybe even more than usual, a ton of news and information that I'm going to share with you today. I mean, so much has happened in the last week. I think I've got a lot of news stories that are not covered elsewhere, for sure. And I think it's going to be a very interesting 2 hours. Some of the stories we've got coming up, buffoon Congressman Tom Garrett. I saw this on the local news, and he was saying he had talked to the FBI and they'd actually confirmed that Russia was behind the alt-right and Charlottesville one. We'll get to that. I've got a couple of videos that I want to share. Tucker Carlson, if you've not heard of this Netroot Nation convention, I'd never heard of it before. This will be an interesting listen. Earlier in the week, the Daily Stormer had put together a story. I think it was actually Lee Rogers. I might have told people earlier it was Andrew Engel. It was actually Lee Rogers, about Alex Jones and the Chi-Coms. And it's a very interesting story. Actually, David Duke did the story Thursday, and I was somewhat inspired. I was somewhat inspired by the story of Lee Rogers. And instead of, I'd planned to read that story today, but I'm not going to. I delved deep into doing my own research. I had a little extra time yesterday, and I have made my own list, and so I'm telling you this in advance. Whenever I get to the story, you may want to have pencil and paper handy. I've made my own list with deep research, in depth, of the Chi-Coms, and you may want to write this down because the list of the enemies is coming up. Never before, I've never seen this published like this or broadcast, so we're going to have a list of the enemies, the Chi-Com list, the official alternative media Chi-Com list is coming up, so I want to share that. You'll definitely want to share that with your friends and family that don't know who the enemy is, so definitely stay tuned for that. And got so much in front of me. I'm going to be giving out Jason Goodwin's address again. He's going to be sentenced on August 23rd, so we're talking about Thursday of next week. If you want to send money to the family, you'd really need to send it now. I'm not in touch with the family. I have not talked to the family. The family don't even know I'm trying to raise money for them. They probably don't know who I am. Okay, I'm doing this because I think it needs to be done. And honestly, I'm somewhat surprised that some broadcast I listen to that have not got involved with trying to help the Goodwin family or any of the political prisoners from Charlottesville, for that matter. But be that as it may, Jacob Goodwin, 13992 Libby Lane, Ward, Arkansas, 72176. I'm going to give that out a few times during the broadcast. So when you have your pencil and paper handy for the list of the enemy, the Chi-Com list is coming up. You can write down the Jacob Goodwin address as well. To get started, I've got to make a few comments. Normally, I don't do a lot of negativity, but we're going to get some first here out of the way. You know, last week, I was covering the fact that Unite the Right 2 was coming up on Sunday, following my broadcast of last Saturday. I said the numbers was going to be way down, because of the Daily Stormer said don't go, and I had a chance to talk to Dr. Hill, League of the South, Monday on a radio broadcast. I asked him what was his perspective on how strongly Daily Stormer, Andrew Anglin, affected the turnout Charlottesville 1. He certainly admitted he thought it was a, you know, significant, but that's to say the least. But anyway, I knew the numbers was going to be down. I watched the live stream on Sunday afternoon. It was something to watch. Now, let me preface this by saying the 23 that went out, hey, beach ball kahunas to you. I know that took guts. I'm sure it was a wild experience. I've listened to every argument throughout the week. They were expecting 4,000 protesters, maybe 4,000 counter-protesters, 400 protesters. I think that's the numbers I gave out last week. It turned out about 10,000 counter-protesters, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. It was an ugly bunch. I ain't going to say it was the Sissy Brigade. It was so big. And I've heard different numbers. I think the actual number was 23, but we'll just go with roughly 25 to err on the side of caution. And I'm going to tell you what my opinion of this is. One, I don't have any faith in Jason Kessler. That was one pitiful speech he gave, in my opinion. I mean, it was practically apologetic. I don't know who the Brian guy was that gave the speech, but here's my take on this. Here's my take. It's my opinion. When we go to calls next hour, and trust me, it'll be next hour before we get the phone calls, so just hang on. You can disagree, whatever you want to do. But here's my take on this. When you're going to go out in the streets and you're going to get significant worldwide coverage, what is the most important thing? What is the most important thing? I'll tell you what the most important thing, in my opinion, is. That is the optics. You want to promote something that makes other people say, hey, I'd like to join that. Hey, I maybe wouldn't mind being a part of that. Hey, that message they're sending is resonating. Hey, they look good. You want to send a message that says, hey, this is something that you should be a part of. This is something you can join. This is for you. And I'm here to tell you, Unite the Right 2 failed miserably on that for me personally. It did not send the message. And someone's going to say, well, who does then, big boy? Tell us. Well, how about the Nordic Front? How about some of what's going on in Europe? The way they dress, the way they conduct themselves. It lends the at least – it's palatable that and fashionable that you may want to join this because they look like they've got their act together. I thought the event on Sunday did not advance it did not advance at all the message of what white nationalists are trying to portray. And with that said, I'm not going to criticize it any further. I would hope that Jason Kessler would just quit. His first attempt, maybe he couldn't help Unite the Right One. Maybe he was set up, who knows, whatever. Unite the Right Two, you know, it just, I don't think this is the direction to continue in, and that's my, and apparently I'm disagreeing with John Black, Father Francis, Don Advo, David Duke, who else, I don't know, but that's my opinion, and I was going to put it out there. Of course, now I've heard the argument, Antifa attacked the cops. Lester Holt's not showing, the mainstream media's not showing that. Most people don't know that. Did happen. Cost taxpayers a lot of money. I've heard that argument. Well, yeah, it did cost taxpayers a lot of money, but does that really advance our cause? So just the sheer optics of it, I thought, was totally in reverse of the movement. But be that as it may, I wasn't there. I didn't go. I elected not to go to that. So, you know, I can be criticized for that as well. Whatever. All right, next. Alex Jones deplatformed from Twitter. He has been put into an official timeout. How about they put you in timeout like you're a little child? Hey, you don't have the correct thought speech there, buddy. You're not towing the political correct line. You've got to be put in timeout for seven days. I mean, and Alex Jones is predicting an attack on the media, a false flag attack, and then blamed on him. So I don't know. He's got 7 days to manipulate his own behavior to comply and submit with Twitter. So whatever, we will see what happens with that. So here we go to get started. Now, how about this story? We all knew it. You know, I've had no use for the Catholic Church. I think the Pope, I mean, the fact that the Pope gets in the Pope mobile and rides around, people flock out. How about the fact that the media loves the Catholic Church? The media loves the Pope. They don't criticize the Pope. That telegraphs volumes in itself right there. But hundreds of Roman Catholic priests in Pennsylvania molested more than 1,000 children and possibly many more. AP's my source on this, since the 1940s, and senior search officials, including a man who is now the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., systematically covered up the abuse, according to a grand jury report released on Tuesday. The real number of abused children might be in the thousands, since some secret church records were lost and victims were afraid to come forward, the jury said. Now, we've even had a story out of Charlotte where they had moved one of these pedophile priests. You know, they wouldn't demote them. They wouldn't fire them. They certainly wouldn't call the police and have them arrested. They would just move them somewhere else so they could continue molesting and raping little boys. And guess what, boys and girls? Guess what? Now, mainstream media hasn't told you really jack about what's actually happened, what they're actually indicted on. They just use terms like rape and molestation. Well, here on Alternative Media, we're going to dig a little deeper. We're going to go into a little bit of what they actually, at least some, you know, I don't have time for the whole hundreds and hundreds and thousands of these filthy, depraved, sickening stories by these sycophants. I've only got 2 hours, for the love of God. I can only cover some of this depraved and sickening filth by these Catholic priests, okay? I'm continuing with the AP story. Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it all, Attorney General Josh Shapiro said at a news conference in Harrisburg. The report put the number of abusive clergy as more than 300 in nearly all the cases. The statute of limitations has run out. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Statute of limitations runs out on this, but it didn't seem to be in effect on, what, Bill Cosby? Meaning that the criminal charges cannot be filed. More than 100 priests are dead, and many others are retired or have been dismissed from the priesthood or put on leave. So, you know, isn't it interesting that all this is going to come out when, what? They can't do much about it? Huh? Yeah, sure, that's just coincidental. We're all sick over all the crimes that will go unpunished and uncompensated, the grand jury said. Authorities evaluated each suspect and were able to what's the number? How many? Just two. Two out of 300, including a priest who has since pleaded guilty, Shapiro said in an investigation. So the whole thing's really a big whitewash. They've waited so long that they can only, out of 300, they can only charge two. They let them molest, rape, and destroy the lives of these children for decades until when they finally investigate it, they're going to claim the statute of limitations has run out. I mean, it's a wonder to me, you know, of course I'm not advocating violence or anything like that, but it's a wonder to me that the people of this country aren't, you know, striking matches to buildings. You know, it's amazing. The grand jury accused Cardinal Donald who leads the Washington Archdiocese, of helping to protect abusive priests when he was the Pittsburgh bishop who led the Pittsburgh Diocese. Of course, that's exactly what he done. I'm going to leave off of that one there and go to another story. Now, listen to this. I thought a lot of this was well said. The fact of reality is that in modern Western world, we have virtually eliminated all concept of the divine. This is Andrew Anglin. The spiritual realities that our ancestors understood through history and before in various forms have been buried under mountains of plastic crap, gross and substanceless rhetoric, and the pursuit of happiness, material pleasure, everything designed to stimulate the baser urges of man and prevent him from seeking out the metaphysical. This is not the Middle Ages when men could spend their days walking alone in the woods and considering the mysteries of divinity, imagining ways to reach out towards it. There is no great art to inspire us. There is no solid family structure in order to produce in us a drive to serve the greater family and our society. We are God's lost children. We live in the Kali Yuga, when the material world has overcome the spiritual nature of man, driven him into an animal state. Now, this is his opinion. You can agree or disagree, but I thought it was interesting. And this isn't really something that you can escape. You can try your best, but ultimately, because it is something that you're born into, you're tainted by the disease. Whether you like it or not, an only truly meaningful thing you can do is try to create a better world for future generations. So when you see men signing up to forego sex in order to pursue higher spiritual purpose. People who grew up watching the same sitcom, shopping at the same Walmarts, and eating the same fast food chains as everyone else. What does it look like is going on? Does it seem normal? And then when you add the element of unlimited access to prepubescent boys, what should then be the obvious assumption? There are 500,000 Catholic priests on the planet, men who signed up to never have sex with women so they could pursue spiritual enlightenment, and they're signing up for this job still. And even while it has been known for decades that the Catholic clergy is at least in large part a cult of pederasts, what can anyone expect from this situation? Now, this is from the Insider magazine. Here are some of the allegations on the report. The report claims the Roman Catholic Church spent decades covering up claims against leaders in the church, including bishops, archbishops, cardinals, across six dioceses in Pennsylvania. A priest in Greenburg groomed middle school students for oral sex by telling them Mary had to bite off the cord and lick Jesus clean after he was born, according to the grand jury. Now, I know this is some sick, depraved stuff, and I hate to share it with you, but guess what? The cucked out mainstream corporate-owned media is not going to tell you what these people are actually indicted on, and I think that people ought to know the sickening, depraved nature of the Roman Catholic Church and their false priests. The grand jury discovered a ring of predatory priests who would share information about their victims, and again, I'm reading this from the Insider magazine, and were exchanging the victims amongst themselves, according to the report. The ring of priests also allegedly produced child pornography and used whips, violence, and sadism in raping their victims. Can you say sick beyond freaking belief? A priest in Frackville sexually abused a 14-year-old altar boy in the 1970s and is said to have dragged him across the floor by his underwear and beaten him with a metal cross, according to a grand jury. After leaving the church to get married, the priest was reportedly given a reference by the diocese for a job at Walt Disney World, where he worked as a train driver in the Magic Kingdom for 15 years. Within the Erie Diocese, a priest confessed to orally and anally raping at least 15 boys, some as young as 7 years old. When the bishop later met with the abuser, he called the priest a person of candor and sincerity and applauded him for the progress he had made in controlling his addiction. Years later, the abuser was finally removed from the priesthood. Some priests would allegedly give their victims crosses, not just as a grooming technique, but as a visible designation that these children were victims of sexual abuse. In Harrisburg, a priest allegedly abused five sisters from the same family, as well as some of their relatives. In the 1980s, he also collected samples of their urine, pubic hair, and menstrual blood, according to the report. One priest allegedly raped a 7-year-old girl while visiting her in the hospital after she had had her tonsils removed. Another priest forced a 9-year-old boy to give him oral sex, then rinsed the boy's mouth out with holy water to purify him, according to the grand jury. A priest in Scanton discovered he had been HIV positive for years while he was serving prison time for abusing children, according to the report. Now, I could keep reading, sadly, sickeningly. I could keep reading this depraved, I don't have to give you more descriptive terms. It's about the sickest stuff. And see, Lester Holt's not. What is all the news media telling you? Oh, 300 priests been indicted on molestation. That's it. No one is reporting the actual sick, depraved acts that these sycophants, these perverts, did to innocent children. I mean, the Catholic Church is a mockery of hypocrisy. And even though I know that I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail, which I couldn't care less, you'd have to redefine less and make it mean less than it already does for me to care less. I mean, the Catholic Church is just, and that's why the media loves them. How come the media, and what does the Pope say? Build bridges, not walls. What a profound statement. And what's the Pope said about all this? Nothing. The Pope ain't said a word about none of this, and he's not going to do anything about it because guess what? You can look at him and tell him he's a big pedophile too.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, everyone else is a reality theorist. How about this? The Washington Post just in: Satanic Idol Goes to the Arkansas Capitol Building. You can go to the Washington Post and find this story. You'd have to see the picture of it for yourself, probably, to believe it. It is the straight up Baphomet Eliphaz Levi drew the picture of the Baphomet that's currently used everywhere. A bronze statue of the satanic goat monster Baphomet was unveiled Thursday at the Arkansas Capitol Building in front of a cheering crowd of free speech activists and a smaller crowd of unhappy people holding handwritten Bible verses. The nearly 8-foot-tall statue's brief public appearance marked the culmination of a 3-year effort for the satanic temple to bring it there. Below is the story of the Baphomet's journey to Little Rock. I don't know if this is, I guess this is a temporary. I'm not sure. It seemed to lend, but it's there. The Satanic Temple's 1-ton bronze coated rendering left off Baphomet's, traditional breast and added 2 little kids at the side to make the statue more publicly palatable. Let's see if I can zoom in on this thing, see if it's got all of the, it's not an actual exact replica of a Baphomet. It doesn't have the, everything the Eliphas Levi rendition of the Baphomet has. But isn't that an interesting story? I'm telling you what, the times they are changing. After this next break, I've got a clip from Tucker Carlson about this Netroot Nation convention, and we will get it. So I had to get that in. That was sent from Mark in Philadelphia. Thank you, Mark. Very interesting. All right, how about this now? Watch the Cuckold News every night, NBC. Heard nary a mention of this anywhere. The Jewish Extremist Southern Poverty Law Center hate group has been given the boot from all former partnerships with the U.S. government, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced. Has anyone heard any of this? Speaking before the Alliance Defending Freedom's annual summit on religious liberty, Sessions announced that the Justice Department would not partner with groups that discriminate against or defame others, singling out the Southern Poverty Law Center for its hate group campaign. Now, I thought Jeff Sessions was about the most pitiful attorney general. And, of course, picking him, then ultimately that led to the loss of the Senate seat there in Alabama. But at least this is one good thing he's done, maybe the only one, I'm not sure. Sessions accused the SPLC of wielding the hate designation as a weapon against conservative organizations that refuse to accept their orthodoxy and choose instead to speak their conscience. Well, that's the truth. But how about the fact none of this in the mainstream media? They don't want to bring up the negative side, the vast negative side of the SPLC, and that they're actually a hate organization themselves. I have ordered a review at the Department of Justice to make sure that we do not partner with any groups that discriminate, Sessions said. We will not partner with groups that unfairly defame Americans for standing up for their Constitution or their faith, nor will the Department associate with hate groups, he said, insisting that the Justice Department, we will not partner with hate groups, not on my watch. The SPLC, under its president, Richard Cohen, has, along with the Jewish extremist hate group, the ADL, been one of the fiercest critics of the Trump administration and used Trump's face on the front page of one of its year-end hate review. If you don't ever mosey over there and take a little gander, you might want to at the SPLC website. SPLC board members contributed thousands of dollars to the Clinton presidential campaign and has continued to wage war against Trump, falsely accusing him of being responsible for alleged increases in anti-Semitism and racism, upsurge that was later revealed to have been caused by a Jew in Israel. I've got that story, the actual numbers. The ADL is continuing to inflate all of these numbers about anti-Semitism all across the nation, and the majority of them is they're using the numbers of the Kadar that done it all from Israel. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. The SPLC use it to bully and intimidate groups like yours, which fight for religious freedoms, the civil rights and constitutional rights of others, Sessions told the Alliance Defending Freedom. Among the groups listed by the SPLC is the ADF, a Christian legal foundation that specializes in religious liberty cases. There's also, if churches that oppose homosexuality, they're labeled as hate groups by the SPLC. There's a whole big long, it doesn't take much. You know, Tex Mars is listed as a hate organization by the SPLC. You and I may not agree on everything, but I wanted to come back here tonight partly because I wanted to say you are not a hate group, Mr. Sessions told the ADF. The move to boot the SPLC will affect the FBI in particular, which currently partners with the SPLC on hate crimes. So I wanted to get that in. Not heard that reported much of anywhere. Jeff Sessions actually doing something right for once, so he certainly deserves credit because we haven't seen much of that. Okay, when we come back, tranny governor, could it be? Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And how about the rapid changes which we have seen just in recent years? I mean, you know, from the dawn of time until just about a few recent years ago, when you reached down in your britches, what you grabbed a hold of, that's what you was. And now anything goes. I mean, I've got some stories coming up here where school systems are changing the bathrooms. And how about this right here? CNN, the nation's first transgender governor, its first Somali American woman in Congress, and its first black woman in Connecticut's congressional delegation could all be on the horizon after Tuesday's slate of four primaries. Christine Hallquist's bid to become the nation's first transgender governor cleared a major hurdle Tuesday when Vermont Democrats nominated her to take on incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott. Hallquist is now the first openly transgender person to be nominated for governor by a major party. And if you've not seen the pictures, well, you certainly should give it a look. So, I mean, the Democratic Party is taking a gigantic step toward, promoting as normal transgenderism, of course, homosexuality, and anything that is the opposite of morality, dignity, nuclear family. And I mean, are they going to have success at this? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out a lot come this November, but it is certainly interesting to watch as this country just grabs a hold of the of the flusher on the toilet and pulls down. But I've been talking about this August 14th Netroot Nation Convention. Now, this is Tucker Carlson from earlier in the week. It's about 5 minutes. Here's a good place to play it. So let's play video one, Sam.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Midterm elections are just months away, and no matter what you hear, the truth is Democrats do have a strong chance of taking over the House of Representatives, if history is any guide. What does that mean? Well, in the short term, it means that Nancy Pelosi will get unfettered subpoena power. Maxine Waters is likely to be chairman of the Financial Services Committee. It will be a big deal. But more broadly, it means an ascendant Democratic Party, and not the party you grew up with, but a new and far more radical and far more intolerant version of that party. How radical? Well, last night we showed you the violence. Tonight we have exclusive new material, the product of our reporting. Just 2 weeks ago, progressive activists held a convention in New Orleans called Netroots Nation. Happens every year. Virtually every major Democrat running for president went. By the fast-evolving standards of the left, Netroots Nation is a mainstream gathering. It's not a fringe event. Well, this show sent an investigative team to Netroots Nation to find out what the Democratic Party is becoming. The very first thing we noticed is that socialism, long discredited by nearly a century of murder and suffering, is reemerging and moving toward the center of Democratic politics.
What I see is not a time for moderation. It's a time for progressives to double down on what we believe in.
The establishment is terrified of that word, socialism. But if we learned one thing from the Obama years, it's that Republicans are going to call us socialists no matter what we do. So we might as well give them the real thing.
Might as well give them real socialism. The crowd cheers. Just 10 years ago, Democrats nodded to the idea of border security. They said they were for it. Now, the very idea of immigration enforcement of any kind, of borders themselves, is considered repugnant on the left.
I happen to believe that an agency that has repeatedly, systematically, and violently committed human rights abuses cannot be reformed.
Just imagine, no wall. No wall in southern Arizona.
Disagree with that? Think open borders are a bad idea? You're not simply wrong in the eyes of the new left. You're immoral.
The Republicans will continue to practice the politics of division. They will keep right on attacking anyone who dares to stand up to the rich and the powerful.
Do you need to wait for Robert Mueller to tell you Trump is wildly corrupt?
We must defeat a Republican Party which has sold its soul to a Republican president without one.
The president has no soul. Republicans are in the pocket of the rich, says the hedge fund private equity party. The president, of course, denounced as a racist, while actual race baiters like Maxine Waters, who once encouraged a race riot, were lauded as heroes.
We're not going to let you come to Ohio, President Trump, and do your race baiting and make your racial statements, whether it's LeBron James or Maxine Waters or anybody else. That ain't playing anymore, President Trump.
Well, ironically, for a gathering they said was designed to empower the marginalized, voters of color, as they say, attendees at this event tended to skew much older, paler, and more affluent. Well, a group of progressive activists noticed this, and a group of them stormed the stage during Saturday's keynote speeches. They demanded more black representation, and they promised to drink the crowd's, quote, white tears.
That white fragility is showing. Those white tears are showing. But guess what? I'm ready to drink them because we are going to be on the board. You're going to let us on the board, and you're going to fight for us to be on the board of Netroots.
Ready to drink white tears. Well, in an effort to atone for their skin color, organizers did what they could to attack white America. Among the books distributed at the event was one called Brown is the New White, How Demographic Revolution Has Created a New American Majority. One poster we found said that one of the, quote, challenges for American democracy is that white voters are able to vote and elect officials. In any other venue, that would, of course, be described as racism, but it was normal at Netroots. And then there were the bizarre portions of the program, and there were a lot of those. One well-attended panel dealt with the matter of, quote, menstrual equity. This is the latest frontier in the civil rights movement, in case you've been on vacation. One elected Democrat from Virginia we spoke to said male access to tampons is a vital and important emerging issue.
We're not sure how many men who are menstruating based on transgender surgeries or other ways that they're transforming.
We're not sure how many men are menstruating. Happily, the Democratic Party is trying to find out even as you sleep. It went on like this. This is what the Democratic Party is running on in 2018. The end of free enterprise, vicious attacks on a huge portion of the American population solely because of their skin color, tampons in men's bathrooms. This is a movement that seeks to end borders and create a world where there are only two kinds of people, the 320 million American citizens who live here, you and me, and the 7 billion U.S. citizens who haven't gotten around to moving here yet, but have every right to move here when they feel like it. That would be the rest of the world. That's what utopia looks like if you're a member of the New York Times editorial board. But what if you're not? What if you're just an ordinary voter? Is any of this appealing? We'll find out in November.
Wow, you think it is wake-up time in America? How about the they don't know how many men are menstruating? I mean, obviously, I don't keep up with the advancements in sex change operations, but I did not know that it had advanced that far. I mean, we are society in such rapid decline. It is sad. You know, we should all collectively take a moment and bow our heads in shame on how sad and sick this society in America has obviously come. But I say hats off, Democrat Party. Go for it. Be the party of the fags. Be the party of the transgender. Be the party of the pedophiles. Promote bestiality. Go for it all and see how it turns out. If you can vote in a primary on the Democratic Party in your state, vote for whoever's the sickest and the most depraved, because that may be the only thing to muster up people to go out and vote against them. And, of course, let me preface the fact that I know the votes can be rigged, are rigged, and obviously we've seen examples of that are irrefutable. So, you know, it really comes down to, are the American people ever going to get up out of their lazy chair and be willing to take this thing back? Because it's not been took from us. We gave it away. Okay? They didn't take it away from us. We just gave it away. And the Catholic Church leading the charge at that, obviously. And when the poop comes around in that poop mobile, you know, there should be 1,000 people out there, yeah, holding up signs opposing the ridiculous absurdity of that whole organization. When the Vatican's surrounded by a wall, but build bridges, not walls. Such profound statements. Well, how about this? This didn't make the local news for you. You did it. Now, I'm reading this from Tau Reload, and the storm ran the story. A middle school in Oklahoma is closed following violent threats by parents on social media against Maddie, a 12-year-old transgender student who identifies as a female and began using the girls' bathroom. Maddie has been using the staff bathroom at her old school, but used the girls' bathroom at the new school because she wasn't sure where the staff bathroom was. She was then accused of peeping under bathroom stalls. Her mother said it's probably because she leans very far forward to use the bathroom. Then the threats began on a private parents' Facebook group for the school. The parents called Maddie it and thing and suggested that her genitalia be mutilated to make her a female. So I just wanted to toss that in. Some schools aren't taking it, or the people, some parents aren't taking it quite as well as others, trying to, you know, choke this down, that all of this has been changed and you have to accept the new norm, which is sending your young girl to school and boys dressed as females going in the female bathroom. It's totally absurdity. It is a recipe for depravity and the glorification and justification of homosexuality and transgenderism, which is a march into just totally undermining a country and it falling into nothing but humanism and debauchery. Hedonism, actually, would be the proper term. But this is the new norm. And if you don't accept it, you're a homophobe and a genophobe and you're a racist and all this. This is where the battle lines are. You know, it's just sadly, this is where the battle lines are, whether people want to face it or accept it or not. Now, the Daily Mail ran an article this past week, which not many times am I surprised. Now, you know, we were talking about Charlottesville 2 or Unite the Right 2. They were actually carrying banners about a bullet is the answer to fascism. And when those groups, these when these groups come out and can't find Nazis to fight, LARP, live action role play. And I did not know what that was. Steve O'Brien clued me into what that was in one of his broadcasts. These people are actually, they think they're live action role players, and they're looking for Nazis to beat up. I mean, that's how ridiculous reality has become here in our society. But back to this, Daily Mail ran this story, and I was really surprised, heard about it from a couple of different people. Israel is the leader in assassinations. And the Daily Mail ran the story, and then Veterans Today ran the story. Now, I'm reading first from the Veterans Day. The Daily Mail is just waking up from the fact that Israel, a country born in bloodshed, has become the leader in assassination, taking its cues from Ronan Bergman's Rise and Kill First, The Secret History of Israel's Targeted Assassinations. The Daily Mail continues to say, not only have Mossad's secret agents killed more people than the agents of any other state since World War II, but the pace has rapidly increased with some 800 operations in the past decade. Now, yeah, Chuck Todd's not going to tell you this one. One operation in 1968 was directly inspired by the film The Manchurian Candidate, with Mossad hiring a Swedish-born psychologist to brainwash a Palestinian prisoner into murdering Yasser Arafat, who was the chairman of the PLO at the time. The psychologist picked a suitable prisoner and spent 3 months hypnotizing him with the simple message, "Arafat bad, he must be removed." The prisoner, known only as Fatki, was trained to shoot at pictures of Arafat hidden in a specially prepared room. On December 19, 1968, a Mossad team smuggled Fatki across the River Jordan from where he was supposed to infiltrate Arafat's headquarters. Then they waited 5 hours later. News came. Fatki had wasted no time. He had gone straight to the police and accused Mossad of trying to brainwash him. The operation was an abject failure. You know, the Manchurian Candidate. Of course, there's two versions. If you watch the first one, that's my favorite. Not the second one with, oh gosh, I can't remember. That guy, that's the black, he's a great actor, Denzel Washington. The second one had Denzel Washington in it, and I'm thinking he's a great actor. But the first one, you know, these movies like this, I mean, so much of it, you know, is at least loosely tied to some reality. The Mossad, as we know, has had a history of assassinating perceived enemies across the Middle East and Europe. Not only that, the diabolical organization has a history of using anyone they think would give them a political leverage. You remember Otto Shortsky? The Jewish Daily Forward tells us that he was one of Israel's spy agency's most valuable assets and was a former lieutenant colonel in Nazi Germany's Waffen-SS and one of Adolf Hitler's personal favorites among the party commando leaders. The Fuhrer, in fact, awarded Shortsky the Army's most prestigious medal, the Knight's Cross of the Iron Cross, for leading the rescue operation that plucked his friend Benito Mussolini out of the hands of his captors. Now, you can read this whole long. This thing goes in depth. This is story after story after story. And, you know, we just last week I was doing the story of the Syrian scientist that was blowed up. And, you know, we've had Iranian scientists that was blowed up, usually car bombs, sometimes motorcycles driving by, assassins shooting into the car or shooting the car as they're taking off or what have you. But anyway, over and over and over, we've seen these stories. But the Daily Mail, the Daily Mail out of Ungreat Britain, and, of course, then Veterans Today, running the story, recanting all of these various stories of the Mossad blatantly and just openly basically assassinating at will. It is striking that Israel does not try to deny that its agents trampled on the sovereignty and laws of many countries in search of justice against mass murders. And of course, we all know, I've done the story more than probably anybody that I know, about how they're constantly trying to find some 103-year-old German that was, a private in the military that they back during World War II, and they can railroad as some kind of a war crimes mass murderer and try to put him in jail at like 103 years old. I mean, how many times have we done that story? And even today, Ursula Hasselbeck, Monica Schaefer in jail in Germany for daring to. And how about the fact that Germany even has a mockery of some kind of free speech law? And but it certainly doesn't apply when it comes to speech about World War II and the Holocaust. Now, this story goes on to say some of the things they used: poison toothpaste. It's an interesting, it's a pretty long story, but bringing up the Manchurian Candidate, I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. It's got stuff in it about the notorious terrorist Carlos the Jackal. He was the mastermind of the Air France plane that was flown into Entebbe, Uganda. You might have seen the movie. There's a movie about that raid in Uganda, or raid in Entebbe. I can't remember. But anyway, it's almost like a James Bond kind of thriller, the way this is written, with all of these various sad assassinations done by Israel, and of course absolutely no accountability whatsoever. All right, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I said it, what, 10 years ago, here lays the story: poisonous dust from 9/11 attack has given over 10,000 New Yorkers cancer. Well, what else would it do?
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Baron in the studio. studio. Red alert, red alert. There is a mass pandemic in America. The people are in love with their enslaver. They have Stockholm syndrome. And everyone bear with me. I've got some more news I want to do after the top of the hour. I got a clip I want to play. The list of the enemy, the Chi-Com list, is coming up. Have pencil and paper ready. Probably after the first break in the first hour, we'll be able to take phone calls. But, you know, this one's going to go quick. New York Post ran this story this past week. Nearly 10,000 people have suffered cancer linked to the toxic dust and smoke resulting from 9/11. With the 17th anniversary of September 11th terror attacks a month away, the Federal World Trade Center Health Program has counted 9,795 first responders and other New Yorkers with cancer deemed 9/11 related. And all, more than 1,700 responders and others affected have died, and I think that number is way low from what I was doing years ago, including 420 of those stricken with cancer. 9/11 is still killing, said John Phil, an advocate for the WTC responders. Now, the Phil Foundation, John Phil interviewed him several times. Sadly, this community of heroes and survivors is shrinking by the day. The number of cancer patients has rapidly risen since the federal program started tracking the disease in, here it comes, what year? 2013. It took 12 years. The state of New York wouldn't do anything for its own first responders. The city of New York wouldn't do anything for its own first responders. They waited 12 years. They told them the air was fit to breathe. You remember the story. We were covering that, in earnest back at the time. It's extremely sad. It's just extremely sad. I had a text that said they're taking down the monuments of Robert E. Lee and putting up statues to Satan. that is absolutely the truth. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, the way the media has transformed the people's thinking and brainwashed them into accepting through this propaganda, total immorality, the love of violence. I mean, you watch your local news and you would think you were living in downtown Detroit. I would, just from watching the news out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And then all of these other things combined simultaneously, it is quite a mind blower. And then look at, like, Unite the Right 2 last Sunday, 10,000 people. I mean, the streets were just packed with people, filled with hate. They're the haters. They're the haters. You know, as I like to quote from time to time, FNC, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And what a profound statement. Although I heard him say he didn't actually come up with that, but he's the one that's popularized it. He deserves the credit, that's for sure. But that is where we live. And the plight, even though I'm not a tip of the spear fan, so to speak, the plight of how he's been deplatformed in 1 week is just proof positive of that. All right, when we come back, I've got a story about Kansas City schools, the ADL, and a few more. We've got a clip to play. Then we will get phone calls after the first break. Bear with me. Back in moments.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.